When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on today, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It's my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy for nearly 4 years for dealing with this thing. And the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to mental health disorders, to get more people into therapy, and to also, y'all, validate the victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse and things of that nature. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist can sense when you are unhappy. First of all, let me start this episode off by saying a shout out to my new buddy, Danielle. I had a good conversation with my wife today. She's a new friend, new fan of the show. But can a narcissist can sense when you are truly unhappy with your life and what's going on, and with them and with us in particular. So when you are emotionally detached from a narcissist, when you like start to become unhappy, when you start to put in less effort in the relationship with a narcissist, the narcissist can literally, I'm speaking for me. If you are dealing with a narcissist, or if you are a narcissist, you can probably feel me on this as well. You can it's like a sixth sense for unhappiness that we are causing, but we are not willing to take accountability for. So in that predicament, when a narcissist can sense, you don't have to say anything. Like, you can say it, you can voice it sometimes, but like sometimes you don't even have to say anything. And a narcissist can still sense that you are unhappy. And in that situation, when you start to try to pull away, when you are becoming emotionally detached from a narcissist, they will start to love bomb you. A lot of times it can go a few different ways, but this way I'm going to talk about first is the love bombing. I think a lot of people get confused in a relationship when dealing with a narcissist, when you think the love bombing is just in the beginning of the relationship. Like, in the beginning, they whine and dine you and then swept you off your feet, dropped you on your head later on in the relationship. But nowadays, people start to realize that love bombing is not just in the beginning of the relationship. They can be love bombing in stages, like little love pops. Love pops in the relationship. Like, if you start to pull away emotionally and physically, the narcissist can sense it. They'll start to love bomb you. They'll start to whine and dine you. Give you everything that you wanted and needed, but it started becoming the person that you thought they were in the beginning. And then once you're back hooked, yank, rip the rug off from under your feet and flip you up and drop you on your head again. So the narcissist, I'm telling you, it's like literally a sixth sense. I could tell when my wife was unhappy in moments and times and things like that. And it used to get on my nerves. I know she's unhappy, but something inside of me, y'all, would not let me talk to her about it. It wasn't even a voice. It was just like a barrier inside my head, inside my brain, that wouldn't let me speak to her about it. It's just like, I could sense that she was unhappy. We were roommates, living together and things of that nature. We were like literally roommates, you know what I mean? Raising a kid together and, helping raise my stepson together. It was just like living in the same house, not talking. And I could sense that she was unhappy. And I just could not. Back in the day, I did something. I was like, let's go. Let's do something different. Let's go work. Let's work out at the gym together. We started working out at the gym together. Let's go do this together. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go take a trip. I mean, not trip. Not anything crazy. Because I was broke. Let's go do something that I know that she wanted to do, that she liked to do, and that would kind of bring her back into the relationship. You know what I mean? Like, me going to therapy was one of those things to get it back into the relationship. I was like, look, I promise you I'll go to therapy. And eventually I did. It took me a while to get into therapy. But eventually I did go to therapy because that was like part of the love bomb. And therapy just happened to stick for me. And I tell people this all the time. I'm going to tell you a little backstory why. I know people ask me this all the time. Like, why did you stay in therapy? Because, there's a poem by Haruki Murakami about the storm. It's about, I read a lot of books, y'all. I do read a lot of books. I read a lot, literally a lot of books on Audible. I've always been into, self-betterment and things like that. And so I was reading the book on Audible and this poem popped up in the book. And that poem described my life. The poem goes like this, y'all. Start. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you've made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm's all about. I was like, that's my life right there. I screenshot that. Look, I put it on my screensaver. I was like, that's my life right there in a nutshell. My life is this storm. I felt it to my core. And then I was just sitting in the therapist's office, making up these stories in my head to tell the therapist why I was here and stuff like that. And I looked on the wall. That poem was on the wall. I was like, oh, I'm meant to be here. So that's why I stuck in therapy. That's one of the reasons why I stuck in therapy right there, because that poem was on the wall. That's, call it divine intervention, call it faith, call it God, call it whatever you want to call it. That's why I stuck in therapy, because I'm supposed to be here. You know what I mean? And look where I am now, 4 years later. And it's just helping propel my life in the correct direction, because I still don't know if the storm is over, y'all, honestly. So that's one of the things, like, back on the topic, y'all. No, y'all, back to the topic at hand. But like, I literally could sense when she was unhappy, y'all. I could sense it. And I was just like, in the last time she left last year in April of 2020, during COVID times, you know, she left me during COVID. So I know I'm going to play the victim real quick. My wife left me during COVID by myself, y'all. No, I deserved it. She did. She left for a reason. But I could see I could easily flip that and play the victim to people. Like, when did your wife leave you? It's like she left me at the peak of COVID time, like right after, you know, the lockdowns happened. So I couldn't do anything. You know, she can go out and gallivant around town to take my son and stuff like that. There's nothing I can do because COVID, and I can't take her to court and stuff like that. It's just the process. I could have manipulated and weaponized that so easily, but I just didn't. Because I'm a better person than that. I'm a diagnosed narcissist in therapy. I'm a better person than that. So I didn't weaponize it. I used it as fuel to get her home. Cause I didn't want to be alone. That's one of my biggest fears, is being alone. Like, you know, dying alone. I was like, if I get COVID, I'm gonna be in here by my damn self. Like, what I'm gonna do? You know what I mean? So I was like, I gotta get her back. I worked hard to get her back. So therapy, marriage counseling, all the other good stuff. But like, before the day that she left, we were like really quiet. And I was like going to drop my other son off. I was like, I'll be back. You know, it's just like, and I knew she was unhappy. I could sense it. I was like, she's just super unhappy right now, and I am too. I was just like, well, we'll talk about it sooner or later. It'll come out. It'll all come out. When I came home, she was gone. I'm like, damn, I guess it did come out. I guess I was right. But typically in that situation, I would have said something to her. I ran up behind her and hugged her and kissed her or something like that. I just could not. Like, I'm telling you, this is the force in me that would not let me do it. Like, I know some of y'all religious folks were like, that was the devil that was holding you back, you know? Or that was that Jezebel spirit that I told you that was in you. That was holding you back, that Jezebel spirit, brother. That's why you couldn't go to hug your wife. And that's why you're a demon. Because that Jezebel spirit in you, you need to find God. Sound like a preacher, don't I? Sound like Pastor Hammock right here. Pastor Lee Hammock. No. No. I do believe in God, y'all. I'm actually reading the Quran right now. I read the entire Bible last year when my wife left. I'm starting to read the Quran right now. So in those situations like that, back to topic, y'all. I know I keep getting sidetracked a little bit, but this is a very interesting story. So if you made it this far, thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you. If you listen to this on podcast form, Apple Music, Spotify, give me 5 stars. Give me a good rating. Give me a thumbs up. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I really, really do. but in that situation, I could sense it, and I wanted to try to fix it, but I just, something literally inside me would not let me fix it. So she left. But in your situation, like I said, the narcissist could love bomb you, could start giving you everything that you want and need in that situation. But like, if you've made your mind up to leave, just go ahead and leave, because they're not going to change. This is just a momentary brief glimpse into what they could be. It's like literally sharing their potential, like sharing their potential with you. Again, you may just like, okay, here you go. This is the potential I have. This is what I can do. You know who I can be, but not who I really am. You know, this is who I can be. You remember me from the beginning of the relationship when I was giving you everything that you wanted to need. This is who I can be. This is not who I am. So you dealing with this, the narcissist, they'll show you that person again. You'll be like, why am I going to leave this person? Like, I love them. I love this person. This be man or woman or non-binary. You know what I mean? I love this person. Like, I really, really do. Like, this, why am I leaving? Like, this person can make me happy. This is the potential. This is what I want and need. And you decide to stay, yank. The rug is pulled off under you slowly. It might be slow. It might be really, really quick. Go back to normal. And then, you know, you might have another baby on the way. You might have bought another car. You might have literally just bought a house. Something to tie you together. Something to make the narcissist be able to snap back into, you know, brief mode. But this is what I say in those situations right there. If they can show you, if they can flip a switch to show you that they can give you everything that they ever want, everything that you want without you asking. You don't have to ask. You don't have to tell. Look, this is, you don't even have to tell them what you want. They just do it naturally. That right there should be a red flag to you to go ahead and continue on your pulling away and continue on your emotional disconnect sometimes, because that means they know how to make you happy. They were just intentionally not making you happy by choice. They were choosing to not make you happy. They were literally opening their mouths and choosing to not make you happy, to not move forward with you, to, you know, continue about their way and just do minimal stuff to keep you around. They were choosing to make you unhappy. They were choosing to push you to this point where you feel like you need to leave and things of that nature. They were choosing to do it. So let there be a red flag to you right there. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, and a lot of times you're dealing with that situation. The other side of the coin is like when a narcissist can sense your energy about you, like you're pulling away, like you're disconnected from the relationship, they'll start to cheat on you. This is not me speaking personally. This is me talking to people for one-on-ones. You know, I've done so many one-on-ones now, the stories start to, you know, blend together. But like one of the common themes is like I was just emotionally disconnected and I started to pull it away from this person and they started cheating. They start working on your replacement. Like in that situation right there, like when they can feel the emotional disconnect, they will either love bomb you or they will start trying to replace you and push you away. And a lot of times they'll discard you. And for somebody else, and in that situation right there, you probably feel terrible. You will literally probably feel terrible in that situation right there because the situation, you'll feel terrible in that situation because the way it arises, you'll be like, man, what in the world am I dealing with? What do I have going on right now? You know what I mean? And you have been discarded for somebody else, even though you were on the way out anyway. They went ahead and replaced you. So now you feel that. So now, even though you wanted to leave anyway, you've been replaced. So you start to feel less than. You're like, what is wrong with me? And if you watching their social media, you getting constant updates on their relationship, you are watching them give the next person everything that you ever wanted. And that brings you down even more. That drops you down to another level. You're like, man, what in the world is going on with my life right now? Like, goodness gracious, was I not good enough to make this person happy? Like, how are they going to choose to give this person everything that I wanted and needed when all they had to do was do that for me and I would have been happy? You start to question your own self-worth. But even though you are already disconnected and they are giving the next person everything that you want and need it because they know it works, because they know you wanted it and needed it. And that what makes people happy. And they just withheld it from you because it was a weapon. And once they love bomb the next person with everything that you wanted and needed, they're going to take that away from them as well. It's the pattern. The patterns are there, y'all. Literally, the patterns are there. And here's one more thing before we cut this to an end. This is the discard a lot of people don't talk about. I've talked about it before. So if you're a fan of mine, if you watch a lot of my videos or heard a lot of my podcasts, this is another discard that comes up a lot. Sometimes the narcissist will treat you so badly, push you away, get you so emotionally disconnected that it forces you to be the one that discards them. Like you'll go up to them like, look, I think you should move up. Look, I think we should break up. And they use that as an excuse to go out there and start clapping cheeks, doing whatever. Go out there and start, they hop into a relationship immediately. It's like, how did you hop into a relationship so fast? Like, they just moved on really, really quickly because that person was already there and they just needed an excuse for the relationship to end. And now you broke up with them so they can just say, hey, look, they broke up with me. What do you expect me to do? Sit around and cry and beg and plead? No, they broke up with me. I'm not going to sit around here and beg them to come back to me. I'm moving on to somebody else. Boom, got you. What are you going to say? Did you not break up with them? Did you not? Was that not the truth? Are you not the one that told me to move out? Are you not the one that moved out? Is that not you? Did you not make that happen? You see how that works? You see how the mind works? Now I have an excuse. Now I have a front-end excuse to go do what I want to do and nobody can question me because guess what? You discarded me. Boom. Got you. So be careful in that situation right there, and keep your feelings hold on to them, y'all. Hold on to these feelings. Hold on to this strength. Hold on to this love and power that you have. You know what I mean? Hold on to it because you're going to need it. I promise you, you're going to need it. This is Lee Hammack telling you that you're going to need those feelings. You know what I mean? Hold on to those feelings. Hold on to that strength and stuff like that because you're going to need it. But like, if you make your mind up about leaving, just keep the guns. Because, like I said, one of those situations is going to happen. It's going to make you question your own worth and value. Make a plan. Follow through with it. Don't waver with promises of change. Like, I promise you. Because a narcissist will look you dead into your face. Be crying, begging, pleading. Snot running out their mouth, out their nose.
please, baby, please, give me a second chance. I love you, please, don't leave me, please, please, please.
As soon as you give them a second chance, they be cheating on you. You be like, no, why I do that? Stand in your power, stand in your truth. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. You know, we've completed another episode. We over 50. What's this, episode 57 of the Narcissist Code? Y'all, we rolling. We are rolling here. The whole month of June, we did the video every day. Now I'm doing two videos a day. If you are podcast only, I'm doing two videos a day on my YouTube because I'm doing a question and answer or I go live on my YouTube channel. So follow me on that YouTube channel. You want to see me go live and do a live question and answer session. Anyways, y'all, if you're watching the podcast, you made it this far, 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify, please. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I thank y'all so much. I really appreciate y'all tuning in again. Thank you so much. Peace.